can administer the flushing therapy immediately. How long will it take to work?
5 or 6 days. We like to monitor the progress, naturally. Sometimes it needs a little fine-tuning.
Then it'll have to work its way out, I'm afraid.
On your own head be it, Dushya said, tutting. She stood up from the bedside and left in a huff, her robot following obediently.
Tanner, I...
Amelia began. I don't want to talk about it, all right?
I had to tell her.
I know, and I'm not angry about that. I just don't want you to try and talk me out of leaving, understand? She said nothing, but the point was well made. Afterwards, I spent half an hour with her on some more exercises. We worked almost in silence, giving me plenty of time to think about what Dushya had shown me. I'd remembered Red Hand Vasquez by then, and his assurance that he was no longer infectious. He was the most likely source of the virus, but I couldn't rule out having picked it up by sheer bad luck when I was in the bridge in the vicinity of so many houseman cultists. But Dushya had said it was a mild strain. Maybe she was right. So far, all I had to show for it was the stigma and the 2 nocturnal dreams I'd had. I wasn't seeing Sky Houseman in broad daylight, or having waking dreams about him. I didn't feel any lingering obsession with Sky or any hint of one. No desire to surround myself with paraphernalia relating to his life and times. No sense of religious awe at the mere thought of him. He was just what he'd always been, a figure from history, a man who had done a terrible thing and been terribly punished for it, but who could not be easily forgotten because he'd also given us the gift of a world. There were older historical figures who had mixed reputations, their deeds painted in equally murky shades of grey. I wasn't about to start worshipping Houseman just because his life was rerunning itself when I slept. I was stronger than that.
I don't understand why you're in so much of a hurry to leave us, Amelia said while we took a break, pushing a wet strand of hair away from her brow. It took you 15 years to get here. What's a few more weeks?
I guess I'm just not the patient type, Amelia. She looked at me skeptically, so I tried to offer some justification.
Look, those 15 years never happened for me. It seems like only yesterday that I was waiting to board the ship. The point still applies. Your arriving a week or two later will make blessedly little difference.
But it would, I thought. It would make all the difference in the world. But there was no way Amelia could know the whole truth. All I could do was act as casually as possible when I answered her.
Actually, there is a good reason for me to leave as soon as possible. It won't have shown in your records, but I've remembered that I was traveling with another man who must already have been revived. That's possible, I suppose, if the other man was put aboard the ship earlier than you.
That's what I was thinking. In fact, he might not have passed through the hospice at all, if there were no complications. His name is Rivage.
She seemed surprised, but not suspiciously so. I remember a man with that name. He did come through here. Argent Rivage, wasn't it?
I smiled. Yes, that's him.
Chapter 8 Argent Rivage.
There must have been a time when the name meant nothing to me, but it was hard to believe now. For too long the name, his continued existence, had been the defining fact of my universe. I well remembered when I'd first heard it, however. It was the night at the reptile house I taught Gita how to handle a gun. I thought back to that time as I showed Amelia how to defend herself against Brother Alexei. Gawaya's palace on Sky's Edge was a long, low, 8-shaped building surrounded by overgrown